Hey friends, you know I love me some .NET, and Azure Cosmos DB just recently released version 3 of the .NET SDK for Cosmos DB. Now what's awesome with this release, it's now open source on GitHub, and Kirill, as always, is back once again to show us what's new in this SDK today on Azure Friday. Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday, and with me always is Kirill Gavriluk, who you've been on the show like 50 times. You're like my favorite Azure Friday guest because you always bring me great stuff with Cosmos DB. How are you, sir?
Thank you so much, Scott. I'm great, and it's so great to be here again. And now I have something I'm really excited about. I've been pushing for it and working on it slowly, but for the last year or so, it's the new .NET SDK that we just released. Mm-hmm. It has a bunch of interesting updates. And the first one, it is open source. It's right there on GitHub. You can go submit pull requests. A number of you already did. Mm-hmm. And we are pretty active on it. You can see what we are up to mm-hmm. and what we are not up to and help us course correct as needed.
That's great.
Now, there are a number of improvements. First is something that is a passion of mine. Some of us believe in love at first sight, right? And we also know how painful it can go the other way. Mm-hmm. The original Cosmos DB SDK was performant, was good, but it was a little bit cumbersome, so we removed a lot of third from it. On the right-hand side, you don't have to deal with URI factories. You don't have to deal with a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more intuitive, simpler programming
model. That's interesting. So it sounds like you've learned a lot. You did a lot of things before where you were calling the client with a wait, not sending anything back out the other way. Here you're doing a little bit more kind of idiomatic .NET with these objects that build on top of each other as they move forward. You create a client, create the database from that client, create a container. This on the right feels more intuitive and more idiomatic.
Exactly. A number of simple things, like you don't have to pass anymore three things with every API call, the client and the database name.
Another thing to look at if you point out your magic strings. You've got the word school once and the word students once, while on the left you've had to use it 3-4 times.
Exactly.
That's a great example.
So simple, lots of simple things that makes the life of a developer better, makes it for a bit better friendly experience.
I love that you did that.
Thank you. Second is we now support officially .NET Core 2.0. Mm. This is our new NuGet package, Microsoft.Azure.Cosmos, and this is the ASP.NET Core 2.1 app, and you can use it. Targets 2.0.
So this is using .NET Standard. So
.NET Standard 2.0. You can use it in .NET Core Apps. You can use it in .NET Framework. It is .NET Standard 2.0 library. It has a little bit easier idiomatic way. As you notice, we have a hierarchy now with mm-hmm. classes. So it's a little easier to work with it if you use DI, for example. Yep. You don't have to pass a large flat client that had up to 90 methods. It's a lot more testable. So instead of overwriting 90 plus methods, now you can work with a lot more granular classes, a lot more and overwrite and work with what you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like a modern .NET SDK.
Exactly.
That was all
our intent.
And look how much you've done in just a few lines of code here to get ready for this application to be able to use Cosmos.
Yeah, it's and every around testability, a lot of improvements in testability. For example, all the in and outs are now unsealed. It's easy to override, easy to work with. It's also a lot faster SDK.
Really?
Including not only SDK itself a lot faster, but more efficient handling of exceptions. But it also we made it easy for you to build faster applications with it. A good example is if we go to my controller here. Let's say you want to page through a query. Mm-hmm. What you used to have to do is you had to send a query. We would deserialize the results, then serialize the results. Ton of stuff for no good reason. Mm. You didn't really want to even look into this data. You just wanted to pass it out.
Right.
Now, as you would expect, we allow you to work with streams. You pass a continuation token, we pass it, gets the next page back, and you just assign the stream from the response of the SDK to the response of the SDK.
That is really, really interesting. There are a lot of times when we find ourselves getting information from a database, but in this case, Cosmos DB, a world-scale database that can return JSON, we don't always want to necessarily deserialize it, look at it, hold it there in a moment in a buffer in memory, serialize it again and put it out the wire. You're letting that left hand, right hand become much, much simpler. If I want to inspect it and deserialize it, I can, but if I don't need to, I just pass it along, and it makes that REST API that much cleaner.
Exactly. That's been always a very frequent question from our customers who care about performance. And we are about selling performance.
Mm-hmm.
Cosmos DB is a database for performant applications. Lots of updates. Please do take a look at our docs. For example, a lot better extensibility. We have now middleware in the SDK. You can mock the entire network. You can add your own things, like override your user agents, do a lot of other things, party on requests and responses. To learn more about it, take a look at our docs. A ton of things added. And if you don't like something or if you think we missed something, GitHub or User Voice are two places where we watch constantly and try to improve as fast as we can.
So this is up on NuGet. I can use it right away. It's .NET Standard 2, which means I can use it everywhere on a website, in Azure, on a Xamarin device, wherever makes me happy. And you're actively developing it. So like you said, you listen to issues, real humans that are interested. And you can get involved in open source. What a great way to get started with the Cosmos DB SDK.
And general availability is by summer.
Mm-hmm.
So there is still a ton of runway for us to tune, tweak the OM. So please do submit requests to us. Please do help us make it the best SDK possible.
Fantastic. I am learning all about the new version 3 of the .NET SDK for Cosmos DB today on Azure Friday.